The following is a JetNation.com exclusive.
JetNation.com. Back to 500. Back to having a pulse. Back to feeling alive. But what the hell did we learn Monday night? If anything. Because I'm not exactly sure, one way or the other, what exactly we found. Yes, we won the game. But man, the Dolphins suck. I mean, they just are absolutely horrific. Defensively, offensively, mentally, physically, whateverly, they blow. And the Jets took advantage of it, as they should. And they got themselves a much, much needed win. So, before we get into anything further, let's make one point very clear. And I am keenly aware that this is not a religious forum, nor do I plan on making it one. But I don't care who you pray to. JC, God, Buddha. You gotta think when these guys get together, break bread, Revis is at the table. Gotta have a seat there at this point. He's an absolute god. Period. End of story. Brandon Marshall, not that bad a receiver, is he? In fact, with a decent quarterback, he's probably one of the elite receivers in this league. And they went after Revis all night. Yeah, he gave up a pass here, he gave up a pass there. But at the end of the day, he proved again. What's Michael Irvin say? He's the baddest dog in the yard. And he proved it. But going back, here's what we saw. Once again, the offense, especially in the first half, showed an absolute inability to find a rhythm. Period. And I don't know why everyone is so surprised about this. The fact is this, the offensive line, until, and I'm going to get to the second half because I think they did a much better job and there are some rays of light. But the offensive line this year has gotten manhandled. Period. If Sanchez has time to throw the ball, it's not much. He's usually throwing on the run, if he even makes it that far. And let's face facts. Plaxico Burress, he's a shell of what he used to be. Santo's playing well. Curley's a kid. But rewind the tapes and ask yourselves honestly. Would you rather have Plaxico Burress, Santonio Holmes, and Jeremy Curley? Or Santo Holmes, Braylon Edwards, and Jericho Cotchery? It's not even a question. It's not even a question. But in the second half, you saw the offensive line play like we thought they were supposed to play, giving Sanchez time. And say what you will about him, when he has time, when he looks stable, when he's not flushed out of the pocket, when he's not making throws that he's not yet mature enough to make, he looks good. Not great, but he looks off receivers. He reads coverages decently. He's a tough son of a bitch. He rallies that team. And this is the thing. When that offensive line starts, and man, it all starts with this offensive line. Because once you can start throwing the ball, or once you start passing the ball, either one, they're deeply intertwined and they both start with the O-line. The last few weeks, the Jets have gotten no respect in either regard. The offensive line wasn't run blocking well, so no one was respecting that. Sanchez was getting hammered, so no one was respecting the deep threat. Hell, a lot of times, there wasn't even time for a deep threat to develop. But in the second half, we saw a little bit of rhythm. We saw that offensive line start to take form. And that's what I'm going to take from this game. That maybe, maybe, this team can turn this thing around. Bottom line is this. They're not turning nothing around if they spend this much time on the field defensively. And I don't care how good the defense is, and right now they're not that good. Dolphins are just that bad. But as a unit, as a whole, they are not good enough to be spending as much time as they are on the field. So this offense has to pick it up, especially next week. Because they're not playing the Dolphins next week. They're playing the Chargers. And the Chargers can play offense. Phillip Rivers can put the ball into the end zone. Vincent Jackson can catch it. They're not inept. And that's what it felt like. It felt like the Dolphins threw one away. But at the same time, you saw flashes. You saw flashes of brilliance. You saw flashes of what we've come to know and love about this team over the past 2 years. They expected to win again. You saw it from the minute they walked onto the field. They got down. They didn't give up. And you got that sense that even though the Dolphins were pushing them around in the early set, that they expected to and they were going to win. And that's what it's about. It's a confidence league. When you have it, you can't replicate it. And when you lose it, man, it's hard to get back. So yeah, soft scheduling, fine, I'll take it. Screw it, we got the win we needed. 3-3, Bills lose. 2 games behind the Pats with like a million to play. It's rock and roll. Season starts now. See you all at the stadium Sunday. The preceding was a JetNation.com exclusive.